And now my mind is made up.
Oh, Lucy.
I never heard of such a thing.
Oh, Lucy, Lucy.
Please don't make it more difficult. I know you've tried to be generous and kind, but it simply won't work, my living here.
Eva, speak to her.
Are you serious, Lucy?
Yes, Eva, I am. And poor Edwin, barely cold in his grave. He's been dead almost a year now. Still, you might have some consideration for your husband's memory. I don't see what Edwin's got to do with this. I'm not leaving him. I'm leaving you.
Oh, after all we've tried to do for her.
You mustn't think I'm not grateful. You've both been so very kind to me. But I'm not really a member of the family, except for marrying your son. And now he's gone, I have my own life to live, and you have yours. And they simply won't mix. I've never had a life of my own. It's been Edwin's life, and yours, and Eva's. Never my own.
Stop sniveling, Mother. If she's determined to make a fool of herself, there's nothing we can do about it.
But what will I have to remind me of poor Edwin?
Lucy, have you considered Anna?
Yes, Eva, I have.
And you're willing to take the responsibility for what might become of her?
She's my daughter, Eva.
And what do you mean by that?
Only what I said.
You're insinuating that I interfere with Anna. Don't deny it, Lucy. Don't deny it, I say.
I'm not denying it, Eva.
Please, can't we discuss this without quarreling?
I'm sure I don't know how you'll manage, Lucy. You haven't any money.
I have the income from Edwin's gold shares, and Anna and I can live quite cheaply with Martha.
Do you mean you're taking Martha Huggins?
And why not? She was with me before I came to live with you.
Of all the ungrateful...
Please, Eva.
I'm sorry, but I've made up my mind.
But where, Lucy? Where can you go?
The seaside, I think. I've always wanted to live by the sea.